You may have heard me say this before. The world is desperate for you to show up. The women that cross your paths are desperate for you to show up. I can't tell you how many experiences in my life I've had of discovering the degree to which women were pretending to not know when they knew deeply. And you being there, open, clear, honest, and direct, being authentic, simply willing to insert a new thought, you're their permission to allow themselves to engage their world the same way. So the alternative to that is you're always running two conversations in your head at the same time, the one that you want to have and the one that you talk yourself into having instead. Because you talk yourself into the other one, the other one that you don't want to have, because you think it's the one that's going to keep you safe and give you the least amount of trouble. And that's a deception. You see, that conversation won't hold up at six. It cannot survive at six because six is all about possibility. So deception and possibility cannot live in the same place at the same time. There are so many women who are tired of being spoon-fed drivel in the name of transformation. It's not enough as we watch a world spiral into what we feels like chaos, but is actually an intentional creation. If you don't have your own intentional creation, you're going to get sucked up in that. And you're going to lose yourself to fighting that rather than creating what you want. So the demand for other than drivel is high. So when you call on that above the choice point and you're willing to allow yourself to become that, you are a vibration in space-time that cannot be ignored. So when you bring into the conversation that invitational thought, it's not the words you're saying, it's your presence that penetrates culture. You have to become it before you can awaken it and invite it in others. And that's the difference between authentic presence and performance. You know when you're in performance mode, it feels different in your body. You also know when you're fully there. And when you trust what presents when you're fully connected, you can watch the ripple go through wherever you are and change things. And all you've done is been authentic. All you've done is trusted the impulses in your own body. All you've done is opened your mouth, and the vibration of your words have an impact. All you've done is show up. But you showed up as the truth of the living God force that you are. And when you arrive as a God force and you engage with the God force in other people, magic happens. They wake up because finally that aspect of them is welcomed as opposed to pushed away and embarrassed and shamed and all that stuff, which is what we do, right? How dare you? How dare you? Wow. I want these conversations. And I'm really very fortunate because I get to have them with all of you. And all of you are incredibly well-informed. You know, you're courageous and you've walked through the fire. So having these conversations with you like lights up my life. There are many other people who cross my path who want to know and are really curious. So I encourage them to connect with different people. You know, I'm very grateful for the stuff on the website that's free. And there's a ton of stuff on the website that's free. Hours of stuff on the website that's free. Radio show episodes on topics just as timely today as they were when they were recorded. You know, the Crohn's audio material, how many hours is that free? The decloaking audio, the first hour of decloaking was shaped intentionally to provide an overview so someone could listen to that and get an idea whether it's for them or whether it's not. But if I don't tell them it's there, you know, how are they supposed to know? So I'm very big on educate, educate, educate. I tell people all kinds of stuff. They do whatever they want with it, but I tell them because I know that it's there and they don't. And if I don't tell them it's there, I can't fault them for not listening to it or reading it or whatever it happens to be.